Hey, everyone. You're listening to On the House with Spartan, an ad-free podcast brought to you by a full-service turnkey company. I'm your host, Lindsay Davis, CEO and co-founder of Spartan Invest. On this show, we talk about all things real estate, from market patterns, industry insight, construction, property management, and other investment avenues. We hope you'll join as we dive into today's episode of On the House with Spartan. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of On the House with Spartan Invest. Today, we're going to be talking about common myths in regards to out-of-state real estate investing, and we're going to be really demystifying those common myths. And so I want to touch base on some of them and then some common misconceptions and discuss it from there. So if you take a look at today's headlines, you'll be just flooded with stories about rising mortgage rates, surging home prices, and all of this is true. Interest rates, they are at their highest they've been in more than 20 years. And homes across the country, they're more expensive now than ever before. Even though, despite these challenges, real estate remains a really popular investment choice among American adults. A Gallup poll in April of 2023 showed 34% of respondents named real estate as the best long-term investment. It was above gold at 26%. Stocks were only at 18%. Saving accounts were at 13%, and bonds were only at 7%. Despite the fact that Americans have a pretty positive outlook on U.S. real estate, the nation's numerous markets are everything but uniform. Some investors, especially those residing in expensive coastal markets, may realize that their states don't necessarily provide the best investing opportunities and will instead turn to other markets with more affordable properties, higher yields, and more friendlier regulations. The nationwide search for greener pastures has fueled quite an uptick in out-of-state investments. In the second quarter of 2022, these purchases accounted for 2.1% of all U.S. home sales, and that's up from only 1.5% from 2019. Now, with that said, out-of-state investing continues to be shrouded with skepticism and misconceptions, which can discourage potential investors from making informed investment decisions. So here we're going to walk through some common myths about out-of-state investing and whether they really hold up to closer scrutiny. Myth number one, it is way too risky. This idea among real estate investors is that investing in far-off markets comes with increased risks. Now, this claim is not without merit. Investors who purchase properties out of state cannot readily access their properties in person and must contend with unfamiliar places and laws and demographic trends. But categorizing all out-of-state real estate investments as inherently risky is really just an oversimplification. In reality, every real estate investment, whether it's down the street or hundreds or even thousands of miles away, carries some level of risk. Now, the key to successful investing is not to necessarily avoid risk altogether, it's to understand and manage the risk effectively. Performing proper due diligence on a prospective city, neighborhood, and property prior to purchasing it is really one of the most effective risk management strategies. There's platforms out there like Zillow, Realtor.com, for instance, that offer a wealth of metrics on housing markets, neighborhoods, schools, property tax rates across the country. And this allows real estate investors that are out of state to make informed decisions on where they buy, where they target, and even if they don't live there themselves. Now, investors can also leverage resources such as a Statistical Atlas and the National Realtors Association database while performing market and demographic analysis. These tools, they will provide insights into the local zip code areas and provide demographic data like population growth, job growth, unemployment, and much more. Real estate investors that are concerned about being unable to manage their properties in person, they have a number of options. They can partner with a local real estate agent to help them locate that property, or they can choose to partner with a turnkey provider that will provide the extensive market research. They'll lease the properties, handle the rent collection, deal with maintenance, and pay bills. That way, really providing out-of-state investors more of a hands-off approach when investing in real estate. Myth number two, property management is difficult and expensive from afar. Self-managing a property is difficult. It is. So-called landlording requires a lot of attention to detail and around-the-clock response times. However, this idea or this notion that it is expensive to work with property managers, which is nearly all out-of-state investors have to hire, is a misconception. Now, property management costs aren't tied to the owner's location, but instead hinge on the factors such as the property's location, size, and scope of services provided. Meaning that if you do purchase in more of the Southeast region, that the property management costs will be significantly lower than they would in, let's say, Southern California and those coastal markets. Thanks to online tools, remote property management is possible, and you can streamline it and it'd be a little bit more cost effective. Investors can now make use of landlord apps like Landlord Studio or Rent Tracker to automate certain tasks, oversee tenants and contractors, track income and expenses, and access real-time financial reports. Now, this is one of the biggest benefits in partnering with a turnkey provider or a real estate agent, a property management company to manage your properties, is that hiring and overseeing construction or maintenance is very difficult to do out of state. Over 60% of investors in the U.S. they delegate their landlording responsibilities to a property manager. By letting a property manager handle all of the marketing, leasing, rent collection, maintenance, the investor, the owner can enjoy more of a passive approach. Myth number three, home is always safer and more profitable. And this one personally is my favorite. It's tempting to think that familiarity translates to safety. While an investor's local real estate market may be a desirable place to live in, local markets are not immune to economic cycles, ebbs, and flows. Economic downturns, shifts in employment patterns, and changes in local industries can all affect property values and rental demand. So commonly, investors who live in areas, you know, they may not have scrutinized their hometowns using these metrics before. And it's precisely because they live but don't invest there. By considering out-of-state markets, investors broaden their choice and unlock access to markets that may offer higher appreciation potential, stronger rental yields, and more favorable investment conditions than their hometowns. Also, in addition to by diversifying across all different states and cities, investors really can hedge against local economic challenges or market-specific issues. When one market struggles, others may thrive, which helps balance an investor's short-term returns. Myth number four, out-of-state investing or investing in general is only for the wealthy and experienced investors. Many investors may believe that they really need more of a significant wealth to become a real estate investor. Luckily, becoming an investor either in-state or out-of-state is pretty attainable, even for middle-class Americans. While it's true that having more capital can expand an investor's options, they can consider multifamily properties, office buildings, industrial warehouses, and really other institutional scale assets, the abundance of mortgage financing options and fairly affordable real estate, especially in the Sun Belt states, significantly lowers the barrier to entry for your mom and pop investors considering your single family rentals. The belief that only experienced investors can succeed in out-of-state markets similarly neglects the resources and support available to newcomers. This includes their books, online courses, webinars, podcasts, and mentorship programs that can help less experienced investors gain knowledge that they need to succeed in out-of-state investing. The rise of your turnkey companies like Spartan Invest has also leveled the playing field, These companies handle all the aspects of hands-on, quote, landlording, which makes it easier for your novice and seasoned investors alike to own rental properties no matter where they're located. Myth number five, investing out of state increases your tax burden. Investing away from home does involve additional tax considerations and paperwork, but it doesn't necessarily increase your tax burden. When you own a rental property in another state, you generally are required to file two state tax returns, a non-resident return for the state where the property is located, and a resident tax return for the state in which you live. Now, to avoid double taxation, however, most states offer a tax credit for taxes paid to another state. Thus, while you might be paying taxes in two states, you're not necessarily being taxed twice on the same income. State income tax rates will also vary. Some states have zero income tax. Others will have lower or higher rates than your home state. So before investing in out of state, talk to a tax professional so that you're fully aware of the compliance and tax regulations, as well as potential tax benefits of picking that particular state. All right, and that's a wrap on demystifying myths of out-of-state real estate investing. Thank you guys for tuning in, and that's On the House. Thank you guys for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. If you want to learn more, check us out online at SpartanInvest.com. Until next time, this is On the House with Spartan.